Chapter 1. His lordship will see you now, Miss Cartwright. Susie stood up, straightened her skirt, walked over to the finely carved old door and hesitated, glancing across at the forbidding-looking lady in the twin set and pearls, sitting at the desk to one side. Should I knock? That won't be necessary. His lordship knows you're coming. Even so, Susie gave a gentle tap on the door before turning the handle and pushing it open. Taking a deep breath, she stepped over the threshold and blinked in the unexpectedly bright light. Lord Tedburn's study was massive. Tall, leaded windows flooded sunlight into the room, illuminating an array of austere, mustachioed faces in oil paintings hanging around the oak-panelled walls. The highly polished wood floors glistened in the late August sun, and his huge and doubtless antique desk was positioned directly facing the door with the sun at his back. She hesitated, turning to close the door behind her. As she did so, she heard his voice.
Good morning, Miss Cartwright. It's good of you to come. Do come and sit down.
He sounded a bit less intimidating than she had feared, and she did as instructed, perching primly on a velvet-upholstered chair in front of his desk, trying not to let the sun dazzle her. His face was in shadow, but she could see the outline of his body, his shoulders more hunched than she remembered. But, of course, the last time she had seen him had probably been close to 15 years earlier, and a lot could happen in 15 years. She had never spoken to him before, although she recognised him, as did all the residents of this part of rural Devon. She clasped her hands together on her lap and waited for him to finish whatever it was he was writing.
So tell me, if you would, how old are you?
He set down his fountain pen and his eyes subjected her to a searching stare. She felt the colour rushing to her cheeks as she answered, 28. I'll be 29 next February. She wondered vaguely if she should have added a...